Within the pages of the Bible are the answers to man's most pressing needs. As you listen to the following message, you're encouraged to write down the scripture references as they are given, and to accept only what you can read for yourself from your own Bible. If you wish, you are also welcome to tape record this entire presentation for future study. All quotations are taken from the King James Version of the Bible, unless otherwise indicated.
This is Bible Call Tape number 263, Power of Influence. The power of influence is tremendous. Influence is thought of as the act or power of producing an effect upon others. This could be a guided or misguided influence. Whether intentional or unintentional, our influence upon others is something that should not be overlooked. Many techniques are used to win and influence people in a positive way. Our words and actions are powerful forces of influence. Children feel that whatever parents and teachers say and do are exactly right, and look to them as models of behavior. As Christians, we have the responsibility to set the right kind of example in words and deeds before others. Often, we are watched when we are unaware of it. Someone is catching a glimpse of us as we tread our way through life and unconsciously go our way, perhaps merely because he knows no better direction to take. The power of leading others by our influence is inevitable, and by so doing, we will determine by our example the life of someone else. In his famous Sermon on the Mount, Jesus said to his disciples, "Ye are the light of the world," Matthew 5:14. Christians are to live before others in such a way as to be similar to that of a radiant light sending forth its beams in all directions. Good habits in words and deeds reflect a positive influence on others. People do things because others do more than for any other reason. A little of this pulling power rests in each one of us. Someone is being led by each of us. We should keep before us the fact that we cannot lead others where we do not go ourselves. Realizing the power of influence upon others, we should watch our words and actions in order that we may wield an influence for good and make our lives well-pleasing to the Lord. Ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. Titus 2:12. This kind of life will transmit a positive influence to others. It is the kind of life for which all of us should strive.
The message you have just heard was brought to you by the Church of Christ.